I was singing away there. So in the studio we have, I call him a mate now because I love this fella. I know there's a lot of love going on today, to be fair. It's Andy Furnow of St Francis Hospice and their own Pocket Rocket. Andy, how are you?
Good afternoon, Joe. Lovely to be here. Thank you very much for having us. Yes, I've brought our very own Pocket Rocket with us, little Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, everyone.
Right, you are here today to talk about recycling your Christmas tree. Well, not your own personal one, but everybody else's.
Everybody else's. We are indeed. This is, for any listeners that may have heard us this time last year, this is a campaign that we've been doing over the last few years at the hospice, but it's growing and it grows ever more every year. And people say to us, how do we raise the money from recycling? That's not actually how we raise the money. What we do is we take away people's trees for a voluntary donation. So it's really, really easy to get involved. And we're going to tell you exactly how you can do that.
Well, come on in. Chat, tell me, how do we do that?
Okay, well, first of all, what we'll do is we'll tell you exactly the postcodes that we're actually collecting from. So over to you, Charlotte.
So we are collecting from the postcodes RM1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Sounds like a game of bingo, doesn't it,
Charlotte? I was just counting which ones we've missed there. Now, we missed 8, didn't we? So, yeah. So, do you want to go through that again?
I think we missed 8, 9 and 10. Yeah. So, to be clear, RM1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13 and 14. But the reason we've really come on Phoenix today is to get this message across, that this year we're also collecting from CM13, CM14, CM15 and CM40.
You're going way out then,
way
aren't
out.
You this time? Yeah, because if you're listening in for the first time as well, St Francis Hospice, everybody has heard of St Francis. We've certainly seen you in your gorgeous yellow jackets as well.
This is orange, Joe. But I don't know whatever you...
Did I say yellow?
You said yellow.
I told you it's Monday. I'm having a day, to be fair, yeah. Because you specialise as well in providing care for anyone, really, of any faith or culture background who have been diagnosed with a serious illness and are living in Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and West Essex.
So absolutely spot on, Joe.
You touch everybody's lives, essentially, that live or work in these areas, essentially.
Absolutely. And we're really proud fundraisers of the hospice, and we're all passionate about our work. This is an exceptionally busy time of the year, and Charlotte really is the project lead on the Christmas tree recycling, so that's why I kind of dragged her along today.
Yeah,
it's a really great campaign and we have so much fun with it, and it raises such vital funds for our hospice. So yeah, we'd love everyone to register if you have got a real tree.
Yeah, it'd be amazing, because they do say there's about between 6 to 8 million Christmas trees in people's homes. I didn't realise there was that many.
Just goes to show you. I mean, I think... realistically, cost of living, not everybody's going for a real tree, but you'll be surprised how many do. So for any listeners that are very keen to get involved, it's very easy to register, and to bang the point home, me and Charlotte are going to do it together.
Go
on the count of three, Charlotte. 1, 2, 3. It's sfh.org.uk/tree.
That was wonderful. Do that again. I'm going to count you down. 3, 2, 1.
sfh.org.uk/tree.
I love that. And do you know what? There's nothing sadder, is there, than like a Christmas tree just being dumped outside somebody's house waiting for someone to take it away. So if you can do something with it as well, you
absolutely
know, to donate, no matter what they can, it'd be a wonderful thing. Again, because people don't realise, because it can go back to mulch and things like that for the local parks and things
absolutely
like that, right?
As we say, Joe, so easy to get involved. People register the tree. We collect in between, what is it, Charlotte? It's the 11th and the
11th
and the 14th we're out collecting. We have a whole team of volunteers that help us with that. And what we do is we pick up the tree. I think you just leave it on your front drive or just outside the front. We come along, pick it up, and we take it off to be recycled. But we raise the money through the voluntary donation. So that's how we do it. I must say, and this is really, really important, this year we have a brand new sponsor of the campaign. A huge thanks to the Sharp Group, who have really got behind us and put forward the money as a sponsor this year. So we're very, very grateful. But if your listeners are keen to get involved, get their tinsel toes ready and get the trees out, that'd be fantastic.
Great stuff. I'll tell you what, Charlotte, I've asked if you want a request. So we're going to have a request. I'm going to come back because I want to hear you again in unison like this. Almost a Christmas carol when you were singing that together. So what song have you got? Can you remember what it was?
I went for This Will Be.
Okay, we'll be back in a second. I was going to put that on repeat and having a little dance in the studio.
We loved that.
Yeah, that was a good one, that was, wasn't it? It's got us all going there as well,
certainly
hasn't it?
Certainly
has. To be fair, talk about that, Andy. I'll let him into a little secret. You're a West Ham fan, aren't you?
You know, I'm a huge West Ham fan,
I
Joe.
Know.
We were actually just talking off air because, obviously, the Mighty Hammers beat Wolves yesterday. And it's interesting because that was the return of Craig Dawson.
Yeah.
Now, when he was at West Ham, we at St Francis Hospice done an interview with Craig, didn't we, Charlotte?
Yes, we did.
And he very kindly donated a signed boot, which obviously we were able to raise valuable funds with. So, real gentleman, really, really nice man when
That's
we interviewed
so
him.
That's so nice, isn't it, when you've got nice fellas do things like that.
I didn't care that he was on the losing end yesterday, though.
So, Charlotte, is there anything else you would like to tell us about the Christmas tree collection? Because can people start to ring up now maybe and donate beforehand and things like that?
Yes, definitely. Our registrations are already open and you can register. You can give us a call, but it's easier if you go onto the website. Do you want to take it away again, Andy?
You can. It's sfh.org.uk/tree.
Do you know what? I'd love you to stay here for the next 2 hours and 20 minutes. And every now and again, I could just point at you and you could keep saying that because that is brilliant.
We can do anything on cue, Joe. Anything. But do you know what? Actually, the guys in the office will be wanting us back anytime. We actually had a big planning meeting just before we come out about CTR because, like I said, there's a lot of volunteers that are involved. There's a lot of businesses that give their time, they give their vehicles. It's a big old campaign that Charlotte leads up, but must really say a good afternoon to Lisa D, to Lisa P, to Georgina, and to Paul. And me and Charlotte, we were in the meeting as well, weren't we?
We were.
Well, that's the thing, you see, people don't realise how much work goes into these campaigns to even just get them off the ground, really. So it's an awful lot of planning, so well done. You're tired there, are you, Charlotte? You're having a difficult time with it all, trying to get it all done. I'm trying to take photographs as well. And, I'm not very good at multitasking today.
I'll tell you why she looks tired, Joe, is because, again, this time of the year, we do the Light Up a Life services as well, and we've had one at the hospice, we've had three cathedrals since, haven't we?
We've had two in Brentwood, St Thomas's Church and Brentwood Cathedral, and then yesterday we had our final one at St Edward's Church in Romford. So it's been a busy month.
So what you're saying about the work that goes on behind the scenes, it is tireless. I mean, we have a 7-day-a-week contract. It's you spread your hours over those 7 days. It means you could be doing something first thing on a Monday morning, you could be doing something last thing on a Sunday night. You have to be very dedicated, but we are. We love our hospice. The community loves the hospice. There'll never be a time it's not needed.
No, you're absolutely right. Sorry, it's a wonderful thing. I forgot that I had to talk on the mic myself. Because I get all emotional when you guys come in, because there's so many different campaigns. We could literally sit here for the rest of the 2 hours and 15 minutes and just talk about all the campaigns and events you've got coming up that you know of at this precise moment in time as well. But is there anything else that, basically, if people just go to
sfh.org.uk/tree.
I love that. I'm pointing now. I've not even got to say anything anymore. Then you can get all the information of anything they want to donate or help out for future campaigns as well.
Absolutely. If anybody wants to get involved in any kind of fundraising or even get some more information about the hospice, all the W's, sfh.org.uk, and that will take you straight to the website. It gives you information on everything. We could have come on 2 weeks ago and spoke about Christmas Jumper Day. There are so many businesses that are doing that at the moment. We've got things with the local pubs. One for the hospice. You'd love this, Joe. You go into the pub and you go, you know, I'll have an orange juice for Jan, and I'll have a gin and tonic for Bill, and I'll have one for the hospice, please. And that's something we're doing at the moment. And,
that's a really good
yeah,
thing.
It's so a really
is,
nice
is
idea.
Pub signing up for
yes,
it? Or
yes, we've got. This is the thing. We are never ceased to be amazed by the generosity, not just of our supporters, but also the pubs, the clubs, the social clubs. You know, a hospice does not run without local support.
No.
And on that note, can I please say a massive thank you to Phoenix FM, because whenever we come on to Phoenix 98 FM, you always accommodate us. You allow us to talk about our campaigns and reach out to the community and ask for that support. And we're not shy to ask. We have to be.
Yeah.
As I say, at the end of the day, we are there for our patients and patients' families.
Yeah, and we're here essentially to help spread the word. And we always feel privileged when you guys come in and talk. You know, I'm just sitting here pressing the buttons and, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Joe. You know, I mean, I'm quite familiar with this studio, as you know, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring Charlotte in the new year because she would love to talk to people about the Brentwood Half Marathon, which takes place in...
In March, yeah, absolutely.
So we'll come and do another we'll come and do another bit with you, Joe.
Well, Charlotte, do you know what? I've enjoyed this so much. You are a pocket rocket. I suggest if you can get a little bit of time off as well, maybe you can spend more than just 15, 20 minutes, maybe a whole hour. We'll go from some playlists as well.
Absolutely. I love it. It's great.
Get some playlists from people you work with as well at the hospice. And
does that mean I can have a go on the radio?
No, you've had enough, Andy.
You've had enough air time.
Yeah, look, see, he can't help himself, can he? I don't know. Anyway, listen, thank you so much again. And last time, where do we get hold of you?
sfh.org.uk/tree.
Andy, Charlotte, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.